What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the Gemini Minded Podcast. It's your girl Gooch, and I'm back with another banger. Okay, so rest in peace to Jesse Powell. That was his song, You. What has been going on? It's like we get a little break from tragedy, and then it just like start coming like back to back to back to back. So yeah, rest in peace to him. Beautiful singer, beautiful man. Like, you know, when you don't hear about people for a while, you just, you know, you kind of out of sight, out of mind, or whatever. But I just wasn't expecting to hear that. Like, he's so young, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. Like, that's just a part of life. So yeah, so yes, I wanted to start off with a song by him. I just realized that I think that one song, it's like an upbeat song, I Like It or something. I think that's by him. But yeah, so condolences to his family and fans. So yeah, what y'all been up to? If you've listened or if you follow along, you know that I recorded my 50th episode. Like, what? Like, who y'all talking about? Like, because I would have never thought that I would be at this, I don't know, at this point. Or whatever, 50 episodes in, like, it's been a ride. Like, it's been an amazing ride. And, you know, my journey has come. No, I'm just playing language. just kidding. But I am thinking about, like, doing seasons. So, you know, like, basically, this is season one. So, when I come back, I feel like I want to come back. And I want to revamp, and I want to, you know, do all the things I've been saying that I want to do and just actually do them and come back full force, like, with everything, all my, you know, the video, the quality, whatever. I feel like I want to come back strong. So I don't know exactly when I want to, you know, take a step back, because I actually genuinely enjoy podcasting. So it's going to be hard to kind of like pull me away for like more than like a week or two. So I'll see, but whenever I decide that, you know, that's what I'm going to do, I will keep you guys posted. So yes, until then, please enjoy. If you haven't, you know, heard some episodes, you need to go catch up or whatever, do that. Like, you will have time to do that and, you know, whatever. So yeah, if you enjoy the podcast, please give it a like wherever you listen, wherever you subscribe. Please give it a like. Give it 5 stars if you enjoy it. If you can't get enough, please. Okay? Please do so. 5 stars on Spotify. So, yeah. I just want to keep that momentum going or whatever. But, yeah, I just feel like I got to come back strong and just, like, I just want to go harder because, like I always state, this is something that I love to do. This is like my baby. So like, you know, I don't want to do things to jeopardize my baby or whatever. I don't want to kind of take away from it being, you know, something I hold close to me, because I don't want it to just be a thing where it's generating money and all I'm doing is pushing out episodes to get money. So yeah, I want it to be a thing where it's enjoyable. People love listening to it. They feel my genuineness, and it's not something I'm just like a job, like I'm forced to do. So yeah. So yeah. I hate that my voice sounded like it's all shaky and stuff. Oh my God. But no. I hate that it's just so much envy, so much envy, so much hate, so much negativity in this world. Like, it just don't make no sense. I can, one thing about life, you know, it's always death in life. That's inevitable. We cannot get around it. We cannot get away from it. It's just inevitable. But let me turn this up. But the thing about it is, with Jesse Powell, we didn't hear anything violent or whatever. They say he died peacefully at home beside his family and friends and stuff. So, you know, obviously it had to be something concerning, just like his health. Maybe he was sick. You know, anything could have happened. Who knows? But it's nothing but peace centered around it. It wasn't a thing where they felt the need to indulge, like to give everybody the inside scoop or whatever. Like, this, just respect our privacy. You know, we're grieving at this time or whatever. But it was nothing where you had to see it flash across headlines and you see a video circulating around the internet and stuff like that. Like, it was nothing like that. It was just peace. It was peaceful and it was calm. And I feel like that's the way that death should be, because at the end of the day, like, that's final, and it shouldn't have to be a situation where you had to struggle and fight for your life. I just feel like it should be something that's peaceful. And you know, we fight our whole life to live, so why do you have to go out fighting death? You know why? I just feel like it should be a natural thing that happens, because we can't get away from it. So when it comes to the PNB Rock situation, it's heartbreaking because he didn't have to go that way. Why did it have to be so violent in the middle of a restaurant, around other families and patrons and customers and employees? Like, why did it have to happen in that way where it was so gruesome? And then the fact that we're so out of touch with reality and just being emotional, empathetic, and sympathetic to people, that you would take out your phone and record this man taking his last breath. It's so gruesome. Like, to the point where it's like, it's blood everywhere. People are frantic. You don't think to call 911. That is going to always be my thing. Like, you don't think to call 911. You don't, that's not your first instinct whenever anything happened. Like, I think I've called 911 the most in my life, like in the last couple of years, it's the most I've called. And I just really feel like I've never been in situations where I feel like, oh my God, this is a dire need to where I need to call the police. But it's been situations where people has been crashing out and accidents and just different type of things going on. And my first instinct is to see, like, oh my God, like, is this something that deserves to be an emergency type of situation? I try to check out the scenery or whatever to see what's going on. Oh my God, it's an accident. Let me go back to where I was at. Like, if I was in my home or if I'm in a car, wherever I'm at, if I'm in a public space, I want to go back and I want to get away from that traumatic scene. And I instantly call for help. I don't think to be like, oh, this is something that's a viral moment. Somebody's suffering. Somebody's in the process of losing their life. Somebody who has actually lost their life. That's the time for you to take out your phone and record. The insanity that is behind that thought process is like out of this world. How in your rightful mind do you feel like this is the first thing that I should do? Like, oh my God, I need to show somebody. Oh my God, like, this is something that I feel like the world should see. This is fucking tragic. Think about his children. Think about his family. Think about the girl. Just think about the trauma that someone like me, that I don't even have no connection with him, may feel, because I had to see the video. And that's something that I just stumbled across. I didn't go looking for it. I didn't go asking to see this. I just happened to stumble across the video, and I already had, the first thing you see is him on the floor bleeding. Like, you don't have no time to gather yourself or to hurry up and go past it. It's just automatically in your face. So I had no choice but to see this. It's traumatizing. It's something that will always be etched in my brain. Like, it's something that we would never, if you've seen this, you were going to always remember exactly how it looked. It's something that, it's just that traumatic. And I hate that people just don't feel Like, that is something sacred. That is something, like, you know, you just don't tap into. It's more so you should have been down there trying to help this person. It's more so you should have been trying to, you know, call the authorities or something. You should have been walking away because this is something you can't stomach. You know, like, it's either you the type of person that can't stomach it or the type of person that instantly goes into help mode. Like, I need to help this person. I need to do something to try to see if I can make a difference. But recording? Huh? How did your mind go to recording? Like, I really, nothing in my mind is like, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. It's weird. Mad weird. But that's just me. It's a lot of people who they love this type of entertainment. It's so many people that I see on a regular basis that's in the comments and they're like, send me the video. What's the link? What's the person's at name? Like, they want to see this. Like, I don't know what it is. Do y'all get a kick out of this? It's weird. The obsession that this generation has with trauma, drama, it's not okay. Like, I don't know what's wrong with y'all, but y'all are very insensitive and it is fucked up. I don't know, like, it's really fucked up. I just I don't get it. I was thinking about the fact that I think I was going to my friend's apartment, and we was walking up to the apartment door to get into the building or whatever. And it was some arguing and stuff. So once we got a little closer, we saw that they was actually throwing hands. So we like, oh, okay. So me, and this was years ago. So I was like, let me take my phone out. Let me record or whatever, you know. And it seemed like it was, you know, nothing crazy. It ain't seem like nobody's going to pull out guns or whatever. It was just, a fight. And we all have watched a fight video. Like, it's entertaining. Especially, I love fight videos which I'm sounding like a hypocrite, but let me get to my point. But I love fight videos where it's somebody being bullied and they take off on that bully and beat the fuck out of them and let them know, like, I ain't the one. Like, I love shit like that. When somebody is being just attacked and provoked and shit like that, and then they actually stand up for themselves and be like, no, I'm really the motherfucking goat. I'm really the wrong one for you to be fucking with. But, you know, just because somebody is quiet or whatever and they may seem timid or they may even seem scared, watch out for them ones, because they will take you the fuck under. They will make you meet your maker. Shit, stop playing with them. But my point of saying that is that I did record the video or whatever, and I never posted it. I never posted the video. I never felt the need to post a video. It was just something I wanted. I don't know what made me take it out. And this made me my thought process of like, oh, this could go viral. But I didn't see that it was a emergency situation where somebody was getting stumped out and they was like unconscious or something like that. It was just like a regular throwing hands type of spar, like one-on-one type of situation. And it was just like, sometimes you like to see a good fight. Like, we love, boxing is a fucking sport. So who doesn't love a good sparring, you know, or boxing fight? Like, it's entertaining to me. So, yeah, but I never recorded it. I probably still had that fight in my phone to this day, and I never was like, oh, let me record this, because I just don't feed off of drama. Like, to me, it was just an entertaining type of thing, like, two men, you know, like, just getting it in. But I didn't see it to the point where I was like, I want to get likes, and I want to get comments, and like, it just didn't do that for me. But when it's a situation where it's like immediate emergency, I'm the one that's calling 911. I'm one of the first ones on the scene that's calling 911. And I just hate when you call these motherfuckers. A lot of people is like not making it because these motherfuckers, their whole system is set up so weird. If I'm calling from a certain area, if you see the area that I'm in is this zip code, I should automatically be connected to the station for this zip code. Why is there one main line that transfer you to that particular zip code? Like, y'all need to get that shit together, because those seconds, those minutes, they are important. They're very dire, and they are the difference between someone living and dying in the moments. Why the fuck do I have to wait for you to transfer me to repeat myself all over the fuck again? And it's just weird. And y'all ask too many fucking questions. Like, what is the 21 questions for? I said it's an emergency. I'm telling you, it's an emergency. If I'm calling to say, oh, my dog ran away, bitch, you know it's not an immediate emergency. If I'm telling you someone just got sliced, so the building is on fire, bitch, run. Tell these people to come. Like, what the hell? Why is the system so fucking broken? Everything is so fucked up. It's weird to me. Like, it's no reason for me to have to fire emergency. Hold on, let me transfer you. I don't know which area I'm in. I've never been to this area, but it just happened to be emergency. It happens to be an emergency over here where the fuck I'm at. I don't know the zip code, bitch. At this point, I'm frantic. I am like in shock. My anxiety is high. I can't really give you an exact location of where I'm at. I can't give you an exact zip code of where I'm at, because I don't know every zip code. I know the zip code where I live in. But you know, you think I know every zip code to wherever I'm at? No. Stop asking these dumbass questions. Don't y'all got the fucking GPS and all that shit on there? Don't ask me nothing stupid and y'all already can figure that shit out. It's a waste of time. So yeah, the system is very fucking broken. Y'all need to fix that dumbass shit. Like, I'm over it. Because I am an avid 911 caller, and them bitches got me fucked up, and they always got me on hold and transferring me somewhere, and it's stupid. Why do you need to know my name? Why? I'm just on the scene. I just happen to be walking by. I don't have shit to do with this. Why you need to know my name? So y'all can play me back on the thing. Yeah, so-and-so called. And she was like, yeah, this is what I... Like, no. No. The hell? Shit is dumb to me. It's real fucking dumb. Okay. Segway. Well, I want to beatbox though. But no, I'm really like deep sighing, heavy breathing. Tory motherfucking Lanez. What's his middle name? I just feel like I need to know. Oh, his name ain't even Tory. Daystar. What's his last name? That fucking Daystar motherfucker. Now everybody's starting to see. Maybe Meg won't lie. Maybe she won't lie. Maybe she had some truth to what she was saying about what happened and what was in question. Just maybe. So, if y'all not familiar with what happened, this was about, was this over the weekend? Yeah, because we're in the beginning of the week. So, yeah. Over the weekend, August Alsina and Tory Lanez, they basically, I don't know if they both had a show at this venue or whatever, but they both end up being in the same venue. So, basically, they had an altercation, or they had like not a serious altercation, but it was basically a situation where Tory Lanez spoke on a situation between August Alsina and Jada Pinkett. So, if you don't know, if you're not familiar, they had the entanglement. He was messing with, he was engaging in sexual acts with Jada, who's married to Will Smith or whatever. And Will Smith, he basically said that Will Smith gave him consent to fuck on his wife. And that was that. Like, when we were seeing August Alsina frequently with the Smiths, and they were saying like, oh, he's just Jaden's friend and all this type of stuff. Like, no, he was really smashing Jaden's mama. So basically, he came out and was telling everything. He made a song and all this type of stuff. So everybody had their opinion. Y'all know the entanglement era, where everybody was speaking on entanglements. So it was just a big thing. So basically, that's from like last year. So basically, they got beef from last year because Tory Lanez spoke up and was like, yeah, in my opinion, like, I wouldn't have never told. That's some snitching shit, basically. Like, why he telling? Like, if he fucked on Jada, that's cool. Like, we already kind of figured that anyway. Like, what's the point of you? Why we need to know that? So basically, he was just like, you know, speaking on him saying something. So, of course, August felt some type of way about that. So, you know, I guess he like, he don't have no play for him or whatever. Like, why are you speaking on what I'm doing? Like, what? That's not your problem, but whatever. Everybody had an opinion. But I guess when you are of a higher caliber, somebody like Tory Lanez, who's known, he like, bruh, like, shut the fuck up. So certain people just shouldn't have opinions openly, I guess. My thing is, I agree. He shouldn't have spoke on it. And I feel like Tory has the right to speak on how he feel about the situation. That's just like anybody else. Like, everybody has their opinion on what's going on in the world. Like, that's how you feel. I don't feel like it's no foul or no harm, but whatever. It could have been, it's something I feel like could have been discussed. Long story short, Tory Lanez, he tries to dap up August Alsina. And I don't know why they were recording at the time or whatever, if it was a setup or whatever the case may be. I don't know if Tory Lanez was going to dap him up, and once he dapped him up, try to fight him or whatever. It just seemed set up, because why was the cameras there? Why was so many people lined up in that specific area when he was coming through? Excuse me. So you just see August Alsina speed walk past this nigga like, you ain't nobody. Okay, and disclaimer. August Alsina, he has a compromised immune system, so he's immunocompromised. And it's easy for him to get infections, to get sick, just anything that comes with, like, dealing with the general public. So his excuse for not shaking his hand was because, like, he's sick and he just got finished, you know, going through, like, a health scare or health crisis or whatever, and they told him, like, to be careful. So no shaking hands and shit like that. So little man syndrome, Tory Lanez was angered by that. He felt like his ego was wounded, had to be like shattered, because he felt the need, like, oh, okay, this motherfucker, he don't respect me, or he gonna try to play me like I'm a bitch, basically. So Tory Lanez basically was like, okay, should I go drop this nigga or whatever? So he had a crowd of people behind him. He has a handful of security guards, and he felt the need, like, I'm about to run up on this nigga. I'm about to do what I'm gonna do. So that's basically what he did. He ran up on him. He had all the security. August Alsina is by himself. So he basically sleep him, knock him out. His mouth was bleeding. It looked like his chin was busted. He fucked him up. And y'all gotta understand, I definitely don't think August Alsina is a bitch. I definitely feel like he can hold his own. But if somebody got all these people with him, I'm sure they probably like, no, like, you know, ain't nothing you can do, because in that situation, like, you was caught off guard, whatever. But you got to understand too, with his sickness, he just had to learn how to walk and stuff again. He just had to learn how to be, you know, he's not really that strong. Like, he's weakened from his illness or whatever. So I just think it really wasn't even like a fair fight or whatever, because of course I'm probably gonna fall. I'm weak. I'm naturally weak, because I can't even really, I just start being able to walk and shit again. Like, so I don't know. So it was somebody in the background like, shit, no, like, don't do it. You already got the case for shoot Meg and all this type of shit. So allegedly. So yeah, this shit is wild. And Tory Lanez, he's a bitch, because it's like, it was no reason for you to take it to that level. Like, the adult thing would have been to do, and to the manlier thing would have been just to keep moving. Like, oh, okay, what's cool? He don't fuck with me. Like, and then look within yourself and realize, like, damn, I was running my mouth. The nigga probably don't fuck with me for this, that, and the third or whatever. And that's cool. Like, he ain't got to fuck with me. But moving forward, now I know this nigga don't fuck with me. So instead of looking stupid in the future, I ain't never going to try to dap this man up again. I ain't never going to try to speak to him. And that's cool. We can coexist in this motherfucking world, but we don't have to be cool. And, like, that's what a lot of people need to realize too, that when somebody show you they don't fuck with you, take heed to that and know, like, that's fine. You don't have to fuck with me, but just let me know that you don't fuck with me, so I ain't gotta be trying to fuck with you. And we on an even, like, path. That's it. Like, and that's what I ask for, like, in this life. Like, if a motherfucker don't fuck with me, don't have me think you fuck with me and you don't. And then I'm out here looking goofy as fuck because I'm speaking on you like we cool and shit. And you probably somewhere telling somebody, like, I don't fuck with that bitch. This, this, that, and the third. Like, I just want to know. I just want to be on the same page. That's it. Like, let's have an even field, an even playing field. But at the end of the day, he's a bitch. Love his music. Love how talented he is. He's very talented, but it gets tainted by his ego. Your ego will fuck you up any second, any day. Like, that can be your demise. Like, his ego is going to be his demise. His ego is going to be his demise. You got to realize you're not even from here. You can easily get sent back to where you're from. That's going to cut your money in half. Like, boss the fuck up. Stop. Now it's like the baby, then he done took a back seat on all the drama and shit that he had going on. And it's like, here come Tori. Like, chill. It's okay. Like, everybody don't have to fuck with you. Everybody don't have to fuck with you. Let it go, okay? Like, let it go. It's just a mess. So, you know, and the thing about it is, August is not, he's not 100% innocent. Like, he runs his mouth a fucking lot. Like, that's one thing about him. He runs his mouth and he real shady. He's like, I follow him on Twitter. He very fucking shady. Like, listen, he's not innocent. But he in this situation, he was innocent. And I feel like even in the in a situation with him and Jada, I feel like he was innocent because y'all out here painting me to be the bad guy when, man, this family, this couple got a whole agreement going on. This whole couple got, this is how they get down. And then for them to try to make it seem like, oh, it's a lie or he's lying and all this type of stuff and, like, he's wrong for this. Like, come on. And, yeah, it was something that went on behind closed doors or whatever, and it should have been kept behind closed doors. But at the end of the day, this is his story, too. This is his journey. And just because she is on a higher caliber than him, don't make him less than who he is. Like, that's his story. That happened to him. That's a part of his life. Like, that's somebody he was intimate with, somebody that he fell in love with, that he felt highly for. And he felt like he should have been able to speak on that, or he should have been treated better in that situation. And it's his story to tell. Just like it's her story to tell. It's both their story to tell. But the thing about that is, when it's time to tell a story and it's time to paint a picture for the public, some people like to twist the truth. People like to flip words or leave certain stuff out. And it's like, I'm telling my truth. This is, hey, you shouldn't even put yourself in this position if this is something that you didn't want to have to deal with. Like, why can't I speak on how I feel? So, yeah. This shit is wild, but people got to learn how to keep, you know, their business. But it is his story. It is her story. If they decided they want to talk about their story, who's to say that they came? Who's to say, like, how they should do it at the end of the day? Like, we all have our opinions, and I do think it should have been something that was, like, on a low. Or we just, you know, not even necessarily on a low, because it wasn't low. Shit. We all had our speculations, but just something between y'all. Like, and let the motherfuckers wonder. Like, it's nobody's business at the end of the day. That's what people have to understand, because even if you give somebody a little taste of something, it doesn't mean you have to give them the whole thing just because, oh, some of it came out or whatever. Whatever you take from whatever little piece of information you got, whatever you take from that, roll with it. It doesn't bother me. If you want to take it further than what it could be, you don't know the logistics of it. And it's not my choice, or it's not even my choice, but it's not my place to have to let you know or set you straight. Like, if you want to wonder, if you want to assume, that's cool. I don't have to give you the full details or whatever. Like, it's my business. I can pick and choose what I want to do with it. So if you choose to assume with whatever is going on, that's on you. That's just that. Like, it's just, it's on you. I don't know. Also, I also wanted to go back. Dang, I got way up in the mic. But no, I also wanted to go back to the PNB Rock situation, because I had saw a video and I was about to say Big Pun. Maybe I had, listen, that Big Pun ain't been around, I don't know how long, but he's affiliated with him. Fat Joe. So Fat Joe, who was he speaking to? Let me see if I can find it. First of all, let me see. I be trying to limit what I like so I can be able to find certain stuff, but it'd be a little tricky. So let me see. I'm gonna speak on him too, because that's deep. I might have passed. Let me see. Okay, here we go. Wait, it's too long.
He's going to the Roscoe's Chicken with his wife and his kid. And so we get all these deflections of, oh, but his wife posted the chicken. Oh, he's not supposed to wear a jewelry. How about we not supposed to kill each other?
What you're saying is absolutely true, and that's how it should be, but that's not the way it is.
No, we shouldn't kill each other. And so what should happen is, I used to stick people up. I used to rob people. No, I'm being honest. I'm not trying to front with y'all. I'm not against him robbing them. Caught him, rob him. Why you gotta kill him?
I agree.
Why you gotta kill him? And that's what bothers me. And not only destroy that family, this ain't nothing to laugh about, y'all. Not only destroy that family, but what about the other families that are sitting in Roscoe's and they see somebody get their brains blown out in front of them? Mm-hmm. You destroy the whole village with one shot.
Facts. So that's basically what I was saying. But the thing about it is, everybody is putting the blame on somebody. And it's just like, we can blame. And what my thing is, I always say, like, keep that shit on the low. Keep that shit under wraps. It's not everybody's business. Every little move you make is not meant to be put on the internet. It's not for the internet. People don't have to know your whole everything. Like, they just don't have to. Like, why? Like, I'm sure people that follow me probably be like, I don't know what this bitch got going on, because every time I turn around, she on another trip. But these motherfuckers don't know how I'm getting money to finance these trips. These motherfuckers don't know where I live at. What I drive, like, they don't know nothing. Like, I'm telling you, nobody knows what the fuck I have going on. And it's just like, that's the narrative I decide to put out. I give y'all what I choose to give y'all. Like, and that's just my life. It's not nothing against nobody. It's not like I'm trying to think I'm better than somebody or something like that. But I feel like this is what I choose to use social media for. I enjoy, and that's just a small portion of my life. Like, but I enjoy going on trips. So that's what I like to post. No, I'm not going to always post exactly when I'm here or the exact time I'm at some place, because it's like, why do y'all need to know that? I may come and post something on Twitter that I may not post on Instagram, or vice versa with another app. Like, everybody don't get the same experience for me. Everybody don't get all of me. Like, everything is not for fucking everybody. And yeah, I feel like that is something to be like, okay, yeah, well, let's put the blame on her for posting and all that type of stuff, which I do agree with, like, stop posting everything, like I just said. But to piggyback off what Fat Joe said, why we gotta kill? And I always say that, even when it comes to rapists and all that type of stuff, like, why you gotta kill somebody afterwards? Like, I don't get it. That person deserves to die because you decided to feed one of your urges, because you fighting demons. Like, I just don't feel like, leave that up to somebody else. If that person feels within themselves like, damn, I don't want to be here no more because of what happened to me or whatever, but you never know. That person might want to, they have a story to tell now. That might influence them to to inspire other people in this world or something like that. Like, even though it's a bad situation, it may help somebody in some type of way. You just never know. But that don't mean that person deserves to die because you decided to be evil. You already doing one evil. You got to add to the, you got to add more to it. It just don't make sense to me. I never understood when somebody goes to rob somebody and they feel like in the end, you need to die. What are you gaining from that? What are you gaining? Like, I'm confused. Like, wouldn't you want somebody to still be alive so you can come and rob their ass again? I just don't know. Like, and it may be a weird analogy, but I'm just saying, like, because you saw something that you felt like you needed from a person and that you desire from a person, those possessions led you to want to murder too, just because they had something that you wanted or something that you were intrigued by and liked, and you feel like, I don't need to go work and go get it. I want it from you, but I got to kill you too on top of that. I never will understand that analogy. Like, that analogy is so off to me, because it's the difference between being a rapist. It's the difference between being a murderer. It's the difference between being a robber. It's the difference between being a scammer. Like, it's different. It's levels to everything. So because you scammed a person, you want to kill them too? Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. And because this person saw your face, like, that means it's the end of the world for that person because they saw your face. That person may never tell. That person, it's so many people that is willing to just give up whatever you want. I just want to leave with my life. Why do I deserve to die? Because you need some money. Why do I deserve to die? Because you want a joyride in my car. Okay, that's cool. We can live and move forward. You may grow up years down the line and decide, like, that was a mistake you made and you don't want to ever do that again. It was just a time in your life where you was hungry and this is what you needed to feed your hunger. But why do you feel like this is the end of the road for me? Like, I will never understand, like, the concepts. It's weird. So because you, yeah, I don't know. I don't get that. I don't get that. And then it's like, it's some people who get off on that type of stuff. And it's like, they just enjoy the act of doing, I don't know. It's, I won't get it. I will never be able to get that. Like, it just needs to stop. If that's something you want to do, then do it by all means. Keep it moving. But why do I deserve to die? Like, it's just crazy to me. And then if you're dealing with somebody who has some people around them that's willing to retaliate, it's like, you next. Well, you could have just left this person with whatever. Like, it's no point for just the senselessness. It's backwards to me. Very backwards. But everybody is blaming her. Like, everybody is saying, you stupid, because why would you post this location? It was already an incident where he stopped you from posting on social media and stuff because you was giving up too much information. You was just posting too much. And then the first time that you come back and post something, this is what happened. So, of course, I can see how people can just, like, point the finger at her. And, yeah, she's wrong for constantly feeling like this is what I need to do in the time frame that you do it, because it's cool to post your experiences and shit, but it's a rule behind it. When you're gone, when you're riding down the street, you can post your shit, but not while you in there still indulging in whatever you're doing. You wait till you leave that venue. Then you can post your stuff. It's okay to post your experiences or whatever. It's okay. That's what social media is for. And at the end of the day, you set the tone. You are the one who's in control of whatever you put out to the world. You in control of that. So if anything happened, you can't be mad at nobody but yourself. But it's a rule to it. Like, if I'm out of the country, if I'm out of the state, I can post my shit right away, because what 10 people about to come pull up on me out of town? We all just out of town at the same time? Like, no. But if I'm local, oh, baby, I don't do that. And I don't know what it is, because it was never a thing where I was just like, oh, motherfuckers watching me on this and that. I'm just always been like a private person. Not secretive, but just more so private. And I just don't want people to be like, oh, she here, I'll be coming to look for me or whatever. Like, not like it's no beef or whatever, but I honestly just don't be wanting to interact with a lot of people. I like to go out and have a good time and enjoy myself. I don't want to be shaking hands and hugging people and shit all day. Like, it's cool to see a few people that you know, but if you are showing people exactly where you at, that can attract people that want to come and all. I ain't into it. So I'm definitely the type of person, if I post directly where I'm at, it's probably on a social media site where I have like a small following. It's probably not a lot of people, you know, that knows me personally and stuff. It's just different. But on social media sites where I have a lot of followers and stuff, when y'all see stuff, majority of the time, it can be days later. It could be hours later, but it's never going to be that exact time unless I am somewhere where nobody else is at. Because that's just how I do stuff. Locally, you probably won't see stuff until I get back home. And then you're probably like, oh, she was here, she was there. Oh, I didn't even know. I didn't even see her. Yeah, because that's not how I needed it to be. I just wanted to chill. It's nobody's business. So I never post up locally right away. It's always hours later, the next day or whatever. But yeah, as somebody who's dealing with a rapper, if you're dealing with a rapper, just somebody with a spotlight on them, as the girlfriend, as a family member, whoever, you need to be mindful, because at the end of the day, they don't have to have like immediate beef. It don't have to be an issue. But it's people out in this world is very envious. It's a lot of evilness in the world. And the people will sit up, and there's a lot of people that sit on social media behind fake pages and stuff like that. And they wait for the perfect opportunity to do these type of things. Just like with the Pop Smoke situation, like people sit back and they wait for these type of things because they don't have nothing else going on. This is how they make a living. This is what they do. And they wait to catch somebody slipping so they can slide right in and do what they got to do. And it's like, her being naive, you know, I think that's what maybe played a part in it. She was just naive. Like, maybe she didn't realize, she saw him so much as probably as a regular person, she didn't realize that he wasn't. He has a certain spotlight on him. Even if you are just somebody from the streets or whatever, if you have a certain spotlight, if you have a certain cash flow, if you have a certain flashiness to yourself, like, you're under a radar. And just know, you don't have to have immediate beef or personal beef with somebody. Somebody got beef with you for what you have. There's a lot of people that beef with you in their minds unknowingly to you because of what you have. And it don't always have to be materialistic things. Somebody could be envious of you for how you carry yourself, for how people fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? You could just be a beautiful soul, a beautiful spirit, and that dims their light, and they can't take that. That, don't be naive. Like I say, don't ever think it can't be you. Like, it can be anybody. So she was very naive, and I think that just explains the whole thing. Like, she was just very naive, and he tried to, you know, but you got to know who you're dealing with. You got to be on point with your partner. You got to be. I'm the type of person, I'm always on the lookout. Like, and I don't care what's going on. And I don't have no beef with nobody. I don't got no ops. And if I do, and I'm sure I do because of just of who I am. But they ain't ever brought it to me. And at the end of the day, I'm still always on lookout just because. You just never know. Nobody knows, like, I'm thinking something could be potentially going on, but I'm just not naive to the fact that anything can happen at any time. So just be aware. Like, that's it. It's always okay to be on alert, be aware. You don't have to be a paranoid person or whatever because you're alert and because you're aware. That's just a part of surviving and living in this world. You have to have that. You got to. So just condolences to them, his children. Condolences to her because she had to experience in it, and she has to carry. She got to carry that guilt. What language am I speaking? She has to carry that guilt of feeling like it was her fault. She posted, and now he's not here no more because of the post that she posted. But at the end of the day, it was just, it was inevitable. It could have been somebody pulled up at the same time they was pulling up, and then they went back and went to go get their strap or whatever. It's like, oh yeah, they went to go get some extra heavy artillery to do whatever they was gonna do. It could have been multiple things. Like, he's out here naked, he has no security, he's just moving freely. So somebody could have easily saw him and followed them or whatever. Then it didn't have to be the post. The post seems like the most obvious thing, but it did not have to be that. It could have been a number of different things. And he could potentially also be to blame for his own demise, because people be so naive and comfortable thinking like, I don't have to worry about this. I don't have to worry about that. Like, I'm good in any hood. People fuck with me and all this type of stuff. When you become a certain, when you get to a certain level, you deal with certain devils. Never forget that. Protect yourself. Protect yourself. That's all I'm saying. You gotta protect yourself. You gotta be smart. You gotta move strategically. And he wasn't moving strategically either. You don't only have to post on social media for some shit to happen to you. People move around in real life. People can see you. You can get touched anywhere. It's not just about social media. So, I don't know. Just another lesson to learn. Just another lesson. It's messed up. But yeah, it sucks. Okay, so it's a video. I'm gonna play it and then I'm gonna speak. Y'all know how I do. Let me see where it's at. Okay. Okay, let me start it.
Now, Derek don't know how many people he's had sex with. Do you know how many people you've had sex with?
I have no idea.
If you had to guesstimate.
Gosh, maybe I'd say like 100.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to say one too many.
No, one too many.
She was like one
too. Okay, so that's my first time noticing. She said one too. She probably was about to say 120, and then you go back down to 100. So basically, I want to speak on double standards. I haven't spoken on that in a while. I don't know. But I hate double standards. I hate it with everything in me. Okay. I hate it so much. So Angela Yee, she started off by saying, well, Dirk don't know how many bodies he had. Do you know how many bodies you had? So she's asked the woman, and the woman said, I have no idea. Then Dirk whistles. Did anybody whistle when you said you ain't know? Because I ain't see the whole thing, but I just want to know. I want to know what did the crowd say? What did the room say? Because it's not so frowned upon when it's the man. But when a woman want to bust that pussy open and I hit y'all with that. But when a woman want to live freely however she want to fucking live, it's a problem. I gotta hear whistles and shit. Like, real, like, who cares if you judging me or if you feel the type of way? Like, I ain't fucking you, so do it matter at the end of the day? Like, I just feel like this double standards need to stop, because we all human at the end of the day, and I'm just as much as a human as you is, and I have the same, maybe even more urges than you may have. Like, I shouldn't feed my urges or my desires because I'm a woman? Like, come on. Like, make it make sense. You can go around slanging dick, but I gotta just be like, keep my legs closed because of what? Because I want to be a wife? Don't you want to be a husband? Like, you sleeping with a bunch of bitches ain't gonna negate you from being a husband? Come on. I just don't understand, like, where the double standards come in at, because, like, I'm supposed to be a lady. What about being a man? A man ain't supposed to have no cooth or no fucking no polish about itself. Like, I'm supposed to be the only one. Like, how does that work? Because a man is supposed to have polish too. Like, don't no bitch want no nigga that's just been with every bitch and he don't know who the fuck he stuck his dick in, or can't, like, that's not cool at the end of the day. Like, everybody should be working towards the same goal. Like, you should, just like I would want to be a wife, you should want to be a husband too. And a husband don't just get to be a husband because he want to be. Like, what do you bring to the table? What type of standards do you have? I don't want a nigga that don't have no standards. It just don't make sense to me. And niggas get too many passes. Like, you don't get a pass because you got a dick. The double standards gotta fucking stop. Like, no. I think everybody should handle themselves a certain type of way. And I think it's levels to everything. Like, when you're younger, yeah, you exploring, you trying to find yourself. You might want to fuck on a bunch of different niggas. You might want to fuck on a bunch of different bitches. And that's cool. But when you get to a certain level in life, that shit need to cease. You should be trying to make sure you're a husband material, just like a bitch should be making sure she's wifey material. We're not about to keep on doing this. I am so fair. I'm the fairest person ever, because you're going to treat me how I treat you. And I'm going to treat you with the utmost respect. And I expect the same in return. And if you want me to do things a certain type of way, you want me to wash the dishes and sweep the floor, I want you to mop the motherfucking floor and dry the dishes. Everything. Like, we're not about to keep on women this, women that. Women should do this. Men should do that. No, because we all can do the same thing. We all operate in the same way. We all human. The double standards gotta fucking go. Like, what are y'all talking about? Why are you whistling? The fuck? So now you shaming her because of some choices she decided to make. You don't know what she been through. Vice versa. But that ain't cool. That is not cool. Like, I am over the double standards. Motherfuckers is tripping. Like, we not about to, we can't continue to follow the old ways of how stuff used to be, because it's not logical. It doesn't make sense at all. So yeah, I'm I'm over that. Over. Let me see. Yeah, like, your ass out here whistling and shit. Okay. I have more, but I lost it. I lost my thought process because I was trying to segue or whatever. But damn. I don't know. What I want y'all to do, what I need y'all to do, is stop aiming to be somebody's everything when they don't even like majority of the shit about you. Sometimes people try so hard to do so much and be so much for a person, and it's like, come on, they don't even like everything about you, but you want to be their everything. Like, how does that work? The math don't math. It's not adding up. One thing about it, we got to start making the math math. It's not mathing. So, yeah. Stop forcing stuff. Stop forcing it. If it don't fit, it just don't fit. You cannot force it. It'll start breaking. It'll start crumbling. Like, it just don't work. So, stop aiming to be somebody's everything when they're not going to always like everything about you. They're not going to be everything that you even like or desire. So why would you want to be everything for somebody that's incomplete for you? And that's just life. And you probably never going to find somebody who checks off everything on your list. But are they worth it? Stop aiming for that. That's not a good aim. You're going to miss every time, okay? Stop aiming for that. So yeah. Okay, so I want to go into a few more topics before I head out or whatever. So have y'all seen the David Cruz man? So if you're not familiar, he did a faith walk. And his journey started from New York, and it was to end in Florida, in the Miami area, whatever. So I can't remember exactly how many days it took. But let me see. Because I want to know. And I think I heard, but I'd be liking to know for sure. Mm-mm-mm. So they say he walked thousands of miles. By how many exactly? Oh, that's somebody else. Hmm. Okay, they ain't telling me. They ain't telling me what I want to know. But y'all can just imagine how long it took this man to walk from New York to Florida. Basically, he heard from God, and he decided to walk on faith, take a walk out on faith, literally. This man literally took a leap of faith and walked from New York to Florida. How crazy do that sound? How insane does that sound? But just maybe like a day or a couple of days ago, he finished that faith walk. He finished the faith walk. And like when they say like have faith of a mustard seed, like so small, just having that small amount of faith could take you so far. And that's all he really needed. And like, listen, I honestly, I don't like to even speak negatively, but I don't even know if I could even heard that. Because I would have been like, you got to be tripping. Like, I'm supposed to walk. Me? I can't even walk up the stairs without getting out of breath and my legs and stuff start hurt. You mean to tell me I got to walk from here to there? Oh, no, baby. Like, I would have been like, it got to be something else telling me this. Because, baby, I couldn't have heard that. Baby, I'm telling you, I can barely walk to the damn refrigerator. Like, so, listen, I commend this man. Like, if y'all seen him over social media or whatever, y'all seen, like, he had the same clothes on. He looked like he was homeless or whatever. And he was, like, actually praying for people and stuff. And he, like, inspired so many people. So many people gave their life to God. Like, it was a beautiful, beautiful thing. Like, I was so proud and happy to see, like, that, you know, God is showing up in people. Like, you can't live this life without him. If you don't believe in God or whatever, you know, you can stop listening now. But right here, for me, I feel like he's the reason for everything. If you do not have faith, you do not have belief in him, I don't know how you're making it out here in this world, because he is the only way for me. And I'm going against what nobody else got going on, but for me, he is the way. And what he was basically saying is that God wanted faith to be in trend. He wanted it to be a trend. Like, everything else is a trend. He want that for his people. Why not have that as a trend? Why not have faith and believe in God? Why not have something positive to be a trend? Like, why not? And it was crazy. Like, he had no blisters or nothing on his feet. Just like when you think about the stories in the Bible, when they say, like, you know, they had no scratches on them. And when he got swallowed up by the well and everything, and he came out clean and nothing. That's what it reminded me of. Like, him walking, and he took his shoes off, and his feet was not blistered or broken down or nothing like that. And he had $13 shoes from Walmart on that. Just the bottom and stuff was ate up from all that walking, but he was untouched. He was like protected, and he said his concerns were going through certain neighborhoods that were bad neighborhoods and areas that, you know, that wasn't the best or whatever. He was fearful of those things, but he had to get rid of that fear to realize that he was protected. And he was. And so many people rallied around him and looked out for him. And he, a part of his faith journey was to solely believe in God only for all of his things he needed to survive, for somewhere to sleep, for food to eat, and all these different things that we need on a daily basis. He couldn't take from nobody. He had to get stuff from the dumpsters and garbages and stuff like that just to believe in and to press down on his faith. He couldn't receive nothing from nobody. And it was so many people that was placing things because they knew that he would have to come through this way to do his faith walk. And they would leave money here and they would leave drinks here and food there. And if it looked brand new, if it looked like something that was placed there, he couldn't take it. He couldn't take brand new clothes. He couldn't take brand new shoes. He couldn't take donations. He couldn't. And him having that faith and trusting to believe it, he made it through there. He made it. And he got back home on the Amtrak or whatever. And his faith led him to where he was at. And he made it through. And he had so many people rallying around him like, beautiful. Like, amazing. Like, I got chills. Like, I'm taking you all to church. But yes, like, I don't know how long it took. I'm going to see later for myself. Like, if y'all want to know, go look it up. Whatever, but that was crazy. It took him 6 months. I just happened to see him. David Cruz has reached his destination, Miami, Florida. David walked over 1,200 miles. I would think it would be more than that. Also, they say he started in Pennsylvania. He didn't start in New York. Reading is fundamental. But it took him 6 months. Dang. It was just so crazy just to see, like, kids getting off the school bus. And they all like, hey, David. Like, they knew who he was and stuff. Like, and he's not out here pretending he's God or nothing like that. He's just doing the work for him. He's, you know, for the people. Bringing the people to God. So, yeah. Amazing, okay? A freaking amazing. So yeah, I saw something. I think I was watching The Breakfast Club. Yeah, Charlamagne. He was they was interviewing Ari Lennox, and they were just speaking about like family and healing and trauma and all that different type of stuff. And he was saying, like, do you realize that we are the first generation to actually heal? And that was so powerful to me. And it was so, like, thought evoking, like, dang, like, when you really think about it, we are, because we have normalized healing. We have normalized therapy. We have normalized and identified things that is trauma, what causes trauma, and the things that we need to stay away from. Like, we normalize these things. We are identified and we are aware. Like, we are breaking the curses. We are breaking all of the things that we were taught from generation to generation, we are finally the first ones to actually heal. And it's amazing. It is amazing because we're not just sitting back and just being okay with whatever was going on with our ancestors and our parents and grandparents and stuff. We're saying we want different for our kids. We want different for ourselves. We want better for ourselves. We want to tap in and hone in to what the issue may be. We want to get to the root and the cause of stuff. Instead of just allowing it to be what it is. Like, we are the first generation to heal. It's beautiful. Happy healing, y'all. Happy healing. Man. And Charlamagne is usually just, you know, an asshole. But I was like, yes. I did not think of it that way. Okay. Let's see. So I want to leave y'all with this. This is my advice for the week from somebody else, or my, you know, this is what I feel like we need to take heed to.
Before God gives you the top, he's going to give you a taste of the top. And it is what you do when you're receiving that taste of the top that's going to determine if God thinks that you're ready for the real top, or if he thinks you need to go back down to the bottom and learn some more. So before God gives you millions of dollars, he's going to put a few thousand in your hand. He's going to let you triple up your bank account. He's going to give you about 20 bands. And whatever you do with that 20 bands is going to determine if God thinks you're ready for the millions. You fuck up that 20, he's not going to give you the millions. He's going to give you nothing until you learn how to be broke again, so you learn how to make money. Before God gives you your dream body, he's going to let you lose 20 pounds. And what you do with that 20 pounds, do you say, oh, I've lost weight, I don't have to be consistent with my routine? Do you stay in the gym? Do you start eating healthy? Or do you go back to donuts, cakes, and sweets? And God say, all right, motherfucker, I let you lose that 20 and you play with it. Now you're about to gain all that weight back and you're back at rock bottom. Right? Before God gives you the love of your life, he's going to give you a good, solid person. What you going to do with that good, solid person? You going to play with it? You going to think that that's rare? We keep saying that we want things. We keep saying that we want things. And we keep hitting them rock bottoms because we're not taking the lessons. Before God gives you the top, he gives you a taste of the top. Whatever you do with that taste of the top is going to determine if you ever get the real top. You never going to get the real top if you don't pass the test of the taste. Are you going to pass the test of the taste, or do you have more to learn? We don't pass the test of the taste. Get a little money, we fuck it up. We think it's coming back. Lose a little weight, we stop working out. We think we'll lose it again. Meet a good person, we stop being a good person. We think good people is out there like that. Are you ready for the top, or are you going to fuck up at the taste? And that's ultimately what that essay was just about right there. Them rock bottoms going to keep hitting you until you invest in better equipment. Them rock bottoms is going to keep coming to you. Listen, I'll get to preaching on this live. Let's go to page 88.
Okay. Listen. Just listen.